So, remember how my tablet was about to die before we started? My tablet that I play like audio clips and stuff off of, you know?
Yeah.
And I said like it was dead, and I plugged it in so I could get it life. And when it turned on, it had 7%. Just playing that audio clip dropped it from 7 to 4.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, that's how dangerous this shit can be.
Danger.
That's why you shouldn't unplug my tablet.
Yeah, you're right. Living on the edge.
Or if you do unplug it, plug it back in.
Okay.
Living on the edge.
Living on the edge.
Hashtag Aerosmith. So it's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 257. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob and Parda.
Slim.
We are back again in the stewed.
With stewed with the dudes.
With the dudes. That's what they say in the morning. On the morning shows.
Which one do you listen to?
All the morning shows.
All of them. He listens to all of them.
They all say they're in the stews with their dudes.
Sean's car radio's fucked up and it plays every one of his preset stations at once.
And to say, I get a cycle. It's like listening to morning radio on shuffle.
Mm.
The zoo, the morning zoo radio, which is what we're much like. We're much like morning zoo radio. Yeah, we like
because we're a mess.
Scooby Dooby Doo and stuff like that.
And we're animals.
Yeah, I'm just like trying to play all these clips on my tablet, and ain't no one playing.
It's down to 3%
because I have the volume up. I mean down, and that. So
that about sums that up.
It's main show 257. Can you believe we've gone this long?
No, it's a lot of weeks.
We're here.
Hold on a second.
We like steer. Get used to it.
Have you ever had steer?
Are you a cheerleader?
Steer, like, is a...
That's almost 5 years.
It's like a cow.
It's 4.9 years. I was thinking of deer. I was thinking of, like, venison or something.
So, how's the deer?
Yeah, I don't know. Never had one. But Joe Rogan's been posting about this elk he keeps making or whatever. Sort of deer that he kills and... Dude, it looks crazy.
Let's talk about Joe Rogan's podcast.
Probably put it in an armbar.
I was talking about his Instagram, but he's a person too.
Joe Rogan putting on armbars. So Slim,
Sean,
it's episode 257. We're dedicating this episode to Slim.
Aww.
And we're gonna play your new song.
Yeah.
For the people to hear.
Yeah.
We're gonna review it. We're gonna play Good or Shitty with Slim's new song.
Oh.
but it's the Slim episode.
Hey, I like that,
dude. I had a terrible experience in the car today.
Yeah.
Now I'm sure you guys do this sometimes where you like misspeak. You go to make like a sa sound and you say sue and then correct yourself.
Example.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I want to go to the street where you like stutter maybe.
I've done it's almost other sounds.
Maybe not that
sound, but
yeah, I'm just saying any fucking sound. I'm sure you've done it, right?
Yeah.
I mix up have a good day and have a good night a lot, so I'll say like
have a good night.
I do that shit at like 10:30 in the morning. I'm like, God damn it.
Have a good night day. I mean,
or
you'll cross words sometimes where like. I'm going to go to the store turns into the I'm going to store go to the store. Yeah, that little stutter type thing. You guys
That's dyslexia. Yeah.
So I'm in the car today and somebody there's 5 lanes technically here. Mm. There's 2 lanes on the other side, there's a middle turn lane, there's 2 lanes on our side. And this guy made a left turn out of our lane, and he didn't go into the middle turn lane. He just was in the like driving lane, just made a whole left turn.
Okay.
So I went to say, you jackass, but you and Jack kind of got messed up, and I went, Jew, jackass. Whoa!
Dude, that's holy shit.
That's, yeah.
Whoa.
So I was like, that's those are ones you can't fuck up.
Did he hear you?
No, not even just a guy making a turn. But yeah, so
you would have been like, huh?
So I yelled in the no. I was riding with somebody as passenger though.
Oh, even better.
And they looked at me like, what did you just call them? A Jewish jackass. I was like, no, I said Jew jackass. But I meant to say, I wanted to say jackass. I fucked up.
You wanted to say you.
and I wanted to say you jackass, and I went Jew jackass. It was fucked
you
up.
Can't do that.
You can't do that. No, that
all,
was,
all you could do is roll with it at that,
that
point.
Was one you can't do. It started making everything I said sound racist. I was like, "Is that a taco stand?" They're like, oh, "A geez. Mexican restaurant." And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like,
what?
Everything started sounding like
sort of like authentic Mexican.
And then I was like,
"Do you call Azteca a taco stand?"
It's an insult.
Excuse me.
Places.
This was like a small building with just a drive-through, and I was
Taco
like,
Bell.
No, it was called like La Quinta Inn or something. Like that. Okay. No, that's a restaurant. I mean, a hotel. But no, and then I was telling a story.
La Quinta Inn.
I was telling stories about. I was like, yeah, I was
I'm
working.
Up if this is a hotel because I don't think.
Yeah, La Quinta Inn. It's a hotel. So anyway,
La Quinta.
I was like, I was working with the two Mexican guys yesterday, and I was trying to say phrases. So I was like, "Viva la raza!" And she was like, "What happened to you? Why are you so, where you have like you're calling people Jew jackasses?
You got
you're
a racist bug
yelling racist things at Mexicans. You're calling restaurants taco stands. What happened to you?" And it just because I fucked up with the you jackass. It made everything I said for the next 40 minutes racist, pretty much.
I don't think that's how it works, but I don't live your life, so
well,
I believe you.
I mean, I didn't just start saying racist things. It just
oh, I accidentally called someone the N-word. Shit.
No, that not nothing like that happened.
I tried to call the cashier a bagger, but...
Ah, fuck Yikes. Off. But no, but yeah, it was like, it was just one of those things where I was like, oh, God, think about the possibilities. Like, you could fuck up by saying something like that.
The possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are endless of the things you may say. Like, my mind started going, wow, I really need to watch what I say. But no, it was, like, I wanted to say jackass. I meant to say jackass. I just stuttered a little bit. Speaking.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, I mean, people did our listeners to this show will know that I speak like that. I just did it there where I went, woo, woo, no. Like, I fucking stutter all the time. You know? I just did it there, not even meaning to. I can't say the word I without saying I. What the
fuck is
that?
You come back with some racist comments now?
I always thought you were just like a Rastafarian.
I mom, panda, bear.
I and I.
Panda replay, bro. The Batman gone down now.
I and I meant to say jackass.
I.
Oh dear, that's funny.
You ever done that, Slim? You ever said something you didn't mean to?
My worst thing is when like I go to a movie or something, they're like, "Hey, enjoy your movie." I'm like, "Thanks, you too." That's the worst.
You don't like those where you're like, or somebody's like, somebody's like, "Man,
you know what I do? My
mom just died," and you're like, "Well, have a good day."
And, like I always say, like, "Hey, how's it going?" I say, "Hey, how you going?" Oh, I hate that one so much.
One time when I was 19, I took some Xanax, and I said some stuff I didn't mean to.
Well, I mean, I think I've been there a few times.
I think we all have.
All right.
As I say with a mouthful of smoke.
I took a Xanax one time and then left my CD player in someone's car, and it was like 2 in the morning, and I called them cussing them out that they wouldn't bring my CD player back to them.
Damn.
And then I walked all the way to Derek's house, like fucking 6 miles. Got there about 5:30 in the morning and was like, "They're not gonna be awake. It's 5:30 in the morning." And walked all the way back home.
Shut up!
Just fucking gone on Xanax.
Zooted.
That's when I was like, I can't do this drug anymore.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't like acting like that, man. No.
It probably felt like nothing then.
Like, I used to always be like, man, like, Xanax, it's just like feeling drunk. You know what I mean? Mm. Nah. Not when you get far enough into it, man. You turn into a zombie.
Yeah, a lot of my friends do that shit now, and I'm like, not cool with it.
Yeah.
Hey, do whatever you want to do. They've always acted cool around me, but...
Drugs. You know, drugs are the type of thing where if you can handle it, you can handle it.
True. I've just never liked them. They just make me sleepy.
See, me, I'm the guy that I want to eat them for 5 or 6 straight days, you know, and then
I black out. I was like, yeah, let's do zines at a party, and I'll literally forget I went to the party.
I'll lose 5 days when I would eat Xanax. Like, I would lose 5 days.
Life cheat code.
Hi, Mom. No, let's move on.
Skip ahead. Anyway. Just like Xanax. No.
Let's Xanax this whole segment. Oh, man. So, yeah. That was just a bad experience. The guy, I mean, he made a jackass move. If we can at least agree on something.
Did he make
something.
A Jewish move?
Oh, my God.
I mean, his car was pretty nice. Anyway. No,
fucking vanity plates.
It was fucked up. And I had somebody in the car with me, too, so they witnessed it. They witnessed my... they were like, you're anti-Semitic now. I was like, no, I'm not. I was like, God damn it.
Tune in next week. Find out what Sean will do next.
Jeremy Shear left town, my resident Jewish friend, and now I don't have any cover for it. I can't just be like, no, I'm not anti-Semitic. I know Jeremy Shear.
There's no other Jewish comedians?
Probably. I'm just saying, Jeremy Shear was my friend now.
Yeah, I got you. I'm sure you can find another one out there.
I don't hate Jews. I have one Jewish friend.
Yeah.
That's exactly what just happened.
Is that your cover for saying the N-word, too?
Yeah. I'm not.
You got a black girlfriend.
Yeah, I used to do that. That was the joke. So I was substituting that old joke with Jeremy Shear.
Gotcha.
Like, next time I say, like, money trees, oh, it's all right, I got a Jewish friend or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
It works.
Oh, what a terrible opening to the show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Everybody doing? Thanks for sticking around. Nice. You've made it this far.
But How's it going? So, Bob's good. Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
I don't. You want to hear how Slim fucked me this week?
Oh, we're going right in. Okay.
No, I don't want to get there yet.
Okay.
Leave that on a cliffhanger, because one of the reoccurring themes of this show
is how he fucked you.
Is how Slim fucked me, and now he fucks my tablet, but he also fucks Bob. Hear about all of that
in the Slim episode.
Yeah, coming up on this Slim episode.
I really got to stop taking Xanax.
But no, I wanted to play your song first.
Okay, cool.
That's how I wanted to open the show, so that your friends can tune out after this.
That's all they needed. It's on the SoundCloud.
Yeah, I thought I had SoundCloud app on here. I should have been more prepared.
Well, I don't have the...
So tell me about this song. What's the name of it?
This song is called Trapped. T-R-A-P-T. Kind of like the band. You know, you remember them?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just a little. I heard the beat and started writing
Slim
to it.
Slim with a dollar sign or with a dollar sign?
It's W-I-T-H now. It's one word now.
On
SoundCloud.
Dollar.
D-O-L-L-A.
He corrects with.
I liked dollar.
Excuse me, God. I'm fucking.
Dollar bill, y'all.
No results.
I'm pretty sure that's my
keep
name.
Going.
Anyway, I heard the beat. It was another jippy beat. The guy from Australia that I've been writing my tape to, and I heard it, and I was just like, lyrics just flew out that one, a little minute banger. It's fun to play at shows too.
A minute banger.
Yeah, I think so. Did you find it?
No, I found some other guy named Steffi with a dollar sign.
Steffi with a dollar.
What do you
sign?
Know, Steffi?
He writes it out?
No, his name is Steffi, but he has his album's called Steffi with a dollar sign.
It actually has the dollar sign.
It has a dollar symbol in it. That's what I wasn't doing. Okay.
I'm sad with a dollar sign.
So, people want to look this up. It's dollar sign Lim with a dollar sign.
I think he sensed the flaw there, but okay. It's fine.
Dollar sign Lim.
That's what it is.
Hey, one of my coworkers on her last day wore a Slim shirt to work. That was pretty dope.
Hell yeah.
Everyone was asking me, and I had this 70-year-old lady come up to me. I didn't know you were a rapper. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, shit, I spelled it wrong.
You just spelled it out.
Yeah,
it's L-I-M. No.
Dollar sign Lim with a dollar sign.
Yeah, it's my second single. My first one is called Close. That's not on SoundCloud. It is on YouTube, though.
That's the one you had the music video for, right?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Let me pause this. So you said this track's a minute long. Minute 15.
Minute 15, yeah.
All right, so I'm sure it has a rousing chorus, a bridge, a coda.
No hook.
Special ending. Mm. Yeah, that type of stuff.
I like the ending, but...
All right, you like the what?
I like the ending, but maybe you won't. I don't know.
That's my tablet. I feel like I've been stuck. Hold up, that's my...
We got it.
That's my mixer giving the static, not you going for a lo-fi sound. Just wanted to point that out. I feel like I've been stuck on the frozen water. I guess I kind of feel bad for the father of the daughter that I may come from anal, although she didn't really know. Oh well. The funny part of the line is, or the speaker is completely turned down. Sorry, Bobby. I'll start it over for you. Don't worry. We're there. It's only a minute long. We gotta stretch this. No, he says, I feel bad for the father of the daughter that I made come from anal, even though she didn't really know him.
She got daddy issues.
She didn't even know the dad.
Had her dad been in her life, he would have...
Commentary.
Yeah, I like that she... I like that you singled out that, like, yeah, she didn't really know him anyway, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I was like, ah, fuck it. She didn't really know him. Fuck it.
But it still makes me feel really bad. I've been stuck on the frozen water. I guess I kind of feel bad for the father of the daughter that I may come from anal, although she didn't really know. She said she liked my poems until I left and said that she was misspoken. Feel like she ripped the jewels right out my scrotum. And some wounds never heal. I'm literally only living meal to meal and day by day. I hope that I can get my shit in order one day. I make this music for myself. Well, you go have fun trying to advance the culture. I'ma take my own avenue and try and rustle up some revenue to turn my porch outlook into a better view. That looks great. And then acquire some extra family members that I never knew. You see, I'm what's real, and the rest of you motherfuckers are Peter Pettigrews. Wow. You rats are fakes. Yo, let's cut to the chase. You don't really be doing half the shit you say you is.
I hope not.
Type to hop up on a label and then be a pawn for them to play with. But by the time you realize it, you're too late. Oh, shit.
Ooh, that drop back is nice.
Okay. Hold up. I wanted to let it play.
Yeah.
Instead of interrupting it over and over. Feel like she ripped the jewels right out my scrotum. All right, now, okay, at first you're, like, playing the girl down, like, yo, I feel bad for her because I made her come from anal, she sucks, and then you're like, but she stole my scrotum, and I hate my life, and I'm sad with a dollar sign, take my wife.
Like my poems until I left and said that she was misspoken. Feel like she ripped the jewels right out my scrotum, and some wounds never heal. I'm literally only living meal to meal and day by day.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
So this girl was completely infatuated with me, right? Mm-hmm. And then I broke up with her, and then she goes on the screen about, you ain't shit, blah, 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 blah. You're trying to be a rapper. Your lyrics suck. You suck at rapping. Going on and on about this.
She's not wrong.
And it was like, damn, she feel...
I'm joking.
I was like, damn, I feel like she ripped the jewels out of my scrotum. She tore my balls off with that one.
Okay.
And I said, what'd I say? And
I hear you. The raps are good. It just feels a little bipolar.
Said, I hope that I can like get my shit in order.
We just heard living meal to meal.
Living meal to meal.
Well, it's like I'm starting trash. I'm just like, oh, I fucked her the butt. And like, I was like, do I care that
I live meal to meal? I get Domino's and then I eat it for three meals straight.
I'm literally only living meal to meal and day by day. I hope that I can get my shit in order one day. I make this music for myself. Well, you go have fun trying to advance the culture. And then I'm coming back.
Who's that a diss on? Who's that a diss on? Who's advancing the hip hop culture that you're dissing on?
All the fucking famous rappers. What do you mean?
Like Joe Budden? Like you're just like
Joe Budden
dissing on Joe Budden? There's
like the little whatevers like.
I don't really.
I'm not gonna name drop.
Are they advancing the culture?
I'm saying I make this music for myself. Well, you go have fun training this culture. So all the people that are like,
I took it as like people.
I hope people love that. I hope people fuck with this. I hope people hear this and they play to their car, show it to their friends. I'm like, no, I truly enjoy the song, and I'm just letting you hear it. And I'm saying I'm gonna take my own lane.
Music. You wouldn't make the music if you didn't want to listen to it.
Correct.
I got you there, but. When you say advance the culture, it sounds like you're like taking out like you're taking
like
on,
Migos. Like, Migos always talks about culture and advancing the culture.
Okay,
Not a draw. Not a Disamigos. I like the Migos. I'm just saying.
I was about to say, it made it sound like you're like going after Nas or something here.
No.
Like, Nas, you're taking the culture too far.
Yeah. We're not Nas. You're talking about current rappers.
You're taking rap too serious. You know, is what it sounded like.
No, I'm definitely talking about the new age.
Or like the Joe Buttons, who, like, remember that time Joe Budden made a little Yachty? Like, he was like, Joe Budden's like screaming
bro,
at yeah, screaming at Lil, is that the guy?
Yeah, it was
name?
Lil Yachty.
Lil
yeah.
Yachty? About, like, you know, just being a better man. And he, yeah, then he just tells him, like, bro, chill, or whatever. He what? Says the N word, chill. But we're going to say, bro,
yes,
chill.
Yes, exactly.
But,
okay. I'ma take my own avenue and try and bustle up some
revenue to turn my porch outlook into a better view. Porch outlook to a better view?
Like, you go out on your porch,
that's a cool
and it's just
line.
Like
yeah,
a fucking...
That's a cool line. Like, you gotta fucking, like, because we live in the hood. You right. know what I mean? The mean right. streets. Yeah.
I walk out and I see my neighbor. Acquire some extra family members that
I never knew. You see, I'm what's real. Fucking out your door is a fucking airport. But no, I guess...
yeah. Dude, they had some crazy planes down there this weekend.
I guess, though, the like yeah, looking at the rubber bowl isn't like
no, the
a tore pretty
down.
Sight. Yeah, it's not pretty. They have to keep half of it up. Did you hear that?
No, why?
So the rubber bowl is a stadium in Akron that they haven't used in a while, and people...
Old football stadium.
People have looted... Yeah, it used to be Akron used football stadium until they got the new one downtown. And it's right around the corner here in, like, on the border of Ellett and Springfield. But anyway, so the stadium's been decrepit for a long time, just falling apart, spray painted all over, and bums sleep in it and start fires in the winter and shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, they are finally tearing it down, but they have to keep the side that goes up against George Washington Boulevard. Because the integrity of the stadium holds the hill up that the road is built on.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and
I did
they,
not know that.
If they took that out, it would fucking collapse.
Why'd they even
the road.
Start? You can still get in that part.
Yeah, I was about to say. So it's still, like, that part right there is always going to be there, no matter what. Like, they might put a tarp over it or something.
Maybe I'll go shoot a video there, like everyone else in Racker.
Yeah, there you go, man. It's a prime location for you, right? Your neighbor.
There you go,
man. Now, you know where you should shoot a video in Akron?
Where's that?
At
the skate park? Oh!
I was going to say Reservoir Park. Let's go to the swimming pool. It's only open 2 days a week. And it's like
no, we'll go to Eastwood, break in there.
50 kids. Yeah, Eastwood's closed as fuck, too. The family fought over who would open it.
We'll break in there.
There ain't no swimming pools around here at all. The rest of you motherfuckers are Peter Pettigrew's. My bad.
You don't really be doing half peep the peep the Harry. Peter
Pettigrew's. Wow, what'd you say?
Peep the Harry Potter reference.
What'd you say?
Peep the Harry Potter reference. So let's cut to the chase. You don't really be doing well, half you the shit you say you is. I hope
not. Type to hop up on right the here? Table
and then no, be a pawn for
later.
Them to play with.
Before.
By the before. Time you
realize-
pawn for them to play with. Yeah, that's the Harry Potter.
No,
reference.
That was not there. No, that was before.
I know Harry Potter like chess.
I know
yeah,
Harry
pawn
Potter.
Like Ron. You know, no.
Yeah.
Harry Potter took everyone out with his rook. That's a fake. It's like the only chess reference I knew. Rook, horsey guy.
Sweet. Before where you're at right now.
Yeah.
Yo, before this.
Yeah. And
then. How does your 1 minute song so complex that I can't
it's
skip?
It's bars, bro. What bars you mean? Extra family members
that I never knew. You see, I'm Harry Potter's real. Your family member. You
what?
Get it.
What did he say, Bob?
He said Harry Potter's your family member.
Yeah, I'm Dudley in this situation. No, okay. Go on.
You broke the stick and threw it off the bridge.
The elder one, yes. No, not.
That's
no.
The only Harry Potter reference I know.
It's it didn't
yeah,
happen
I don't know
yet
that either. And then acquire some extra family members that I never knew. You see, I'm what's
real, and the rest of you motherfuckers are Peter Pettigrew's. Wow. What's a Pettigrew?
So Peter Pettigrew disguised himself as Ron's rat throughout the first three movies. And then in the third movie, they found out who okay. he was, and he was the one who sold out Harry's parents to Voldemort. And then there's this big old scene where Sirius is like, they're thinking he's going to kill Harry, and all of a sudden he points his wand at Ron's rat and turns back to human form, and then he comes up and goes, "My old friends!" Like in the little clip I use there. And I said, all you do is his rats and fakes. So, like, he was a fake, like, because, you know, he sold out Harry's parents, and then he was a rat also because he turned himself into
because
a rat to
hide.
Yeah.
He turned into Alan Rickman. It was Alan Rickman's
no, he
character.
Was Snape. No, what's that? The I'm what's real, and the rest of you motherfuckers are Peter Pettigrew's. Wow.
rats and fakes. You'll he said, to the chase. So you said wow in there too?
Yeah,
I listened to the ad libs. You go, yeah,
I
wow. Know.
I didn't mean to. I forgot the wow was in there when I like dropped it, but whatever.
Yeah. And then you, since it's not me recording, he can't just call him like, let me edit that wow out real quick and re-upload it.
It's fine. Wow. You rats and fakes. Yo, let's cut to the chase. Uh-huh. You don't really be doing half the shit you say you is. I hope not. Type to hop up on the label and then be a pawn for them to play with. But by the time you realize it, you're too late. Oh, shit.
Bobby Fischer reference.
He says, you shit. If you're not first, you're last.
Is that
what that
Ricky
was?
Bobby? What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's
from
not
first to last. The band.
You said, you said Bobby Fischer, and I thought that was the guy from
Talladega Nights.
But no, who's Bobby Fischer?
He's that chess player.
Ah, yeah. A rook to a pawn. Yeah.
I don't get that one.
Yeah, Bobby Fischer. He was a big chess player. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Famous.
At your school?
I know about all the famous Bobbies.
No.
Bobby Labonte, Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Labonte!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, number 18, Interstate Batteries car. I remember that when I watched NASCAR. That was another thing that happened. So after I said that... That was nothing. After I said that about that driver,
oh dear!
All right. I started talking about people from West Virginia, and I was like, oh yeah, they're so polite. I was like, their Southern accent though is like hard to understand. I was like, that whole area. I was like, it's kind of like a high pitched Southern feminine accent.
And
they were like, God, now you're just putting West Virginia on blast. You say Jew jackass. You put West Virginia on blast. You call this place a taco stand. And I was like, no, not just West Virginia. Like Louisville, Cincinnati, Dayton. Like, they all kind of have that.
Yo. Like,
goddamn,
so,
it's terrible. What's up?
And you know Hannah, he said, right? Fuck wizards afterwards.
Yeah.
That's like, all right. So, you know, I get it. You know Hannah, right?
No.
I think Andrew Wells.
Okay,
sister,
yes, yeah.
She's now dating a guy who moved up here from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I asked, like, he said something about,
Jim
like,
Cornette.
Going back down there, and it was not. He said something about going back down there to visit family, and he called it Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville.
Yeah, they call it Louisville.
My bad, Louisville. That's the way they say it. Yeah, we all say Louisville because that's the way we talk.
That just sounds how it looks, but Louisville.
Louisville.
It's wild.
Louisville.
That's crazy to me.
Louisville. Yeah, and that's what they say. Yeah, they're like, motherfucker, I'm going to go down to Louisville and get to the gardens, and I'm going
I just love out there past Louisville.
Wait, my racket.
I can't imagine how they say it. I don't know.
Motherfucker. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
Was that your high pitched?
That's fine. Jim Cornette.
Oh.
Yeah. Bobby heard me listen to Jim Cornette the one day. But you only heard the ending. All you heard of the whole show was, thank you. Fuck you. Bye. And then fucking Alice Cooper starts playing. And all I hear is Bobby upstairs like petting the cat like, fuck you. Bye. So, yeah. Is that the end of your song here?
It was. That was a minute and 15 seconds.
That I spread it.
I got 30. More if you want to hear it.
So, anyway.
Not of that song, but, you know, other songs.
Yeah. I mean, that is one thing. See... God damn it. I want to...
You're playing the oldies.
I want to hate on you a little bit about the length of the song, but at the same time, I understand that that's the music you listen to. Like, the music you consume.
Well, that's how long the beat
lot
was. I guess I could have extended the beat, but
just
that's...
Just extend the shit. But no, that's not even that. It's not even that. What I'm saying is, like, me, to my ears, I'm like the guy who wants to hear the verse, the chorus. Like, I want to hear songs structured like pop songs, I guess. Mm. And when the music you listen to, like you focus on and listen to yourself, is a lot of stuff like that. You listen to music that has standard structure also, but I mean, like, you're into the SoundCloud movement and the tracks where the hook might just be the same phrase 8 times, even if you do a hook, or it's just going to be like a minute beat where you're rapping. Like, you listen to music like that.
Yeah. True.
So you making music like that, like, you're not making it for me, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You say that in the song.
You're well,
like,
I,
you're
you
like,
know,
I do this for myself.
I'm just trying to put my own spin on it.
I do this for myself. Fuck the culture, whatever the fuck you say.
You know, I'm not trying to be like anyone else. I don't. I have influences, but I don't have, like, you know, like someone that I like model myself after, really. I just, you know, I just Hear a B, write to it, and just have fun with it.
It's a good song. What do you think, Bob? Let's get Bob's opinion out before I keep hating.
I like it. I like the short style. I like long style. I think music.
That's the shortest one on the tape. A 7-song tape, that's definitely the shortest one.
I've always listened to short music, like even when I was
short music for short people.
And I tried to
start. Damn it, that's not another thing like that. It's an album. It's an album from Fat Records.
Little people too. Come on.
I don't know, Sean. I don't know.
It's an album from Fat Records. It's a compilation of 30-second songs.
You owe Bob an apology. Go on.
They had fat music for fat people,
he's
too.
Almost as tall as you.
You know I had that comp. So anyway, go ahead.
I've always listened to short music.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what yeah. No, when I said it, it sounded weird because I was thinking about something else, I guess. But yeah, I've always listened to short music. I've always liked short TV shows.
Yeah.
And
sometimes that's all it takes to get your point across, you know?
When I was like 18 and 19, I was trying to write a book that was a short style of writing.
Mm-hmm. 10 pages.
No, it was just like, well, like, it's like, it was hard to describe.
Title
but
page,
it was like a
blank page.
Picture like an Adult Swim show as
page,
a book.
Blank page.
I was like, oh, I'm going to revolutionize this new book genre. Mm. And I never did it, but like, you can be a part of that music.
The
style.
Bumps. I like the Adult Swim style, like the Thundercat. And
Thundercat's the shit.
Who's his name? The one. He did songs with like Earl Sweatshirt and stuff. He's got different names. Mm-hmm. Not Doom, but like Flo something. So it's an F. Damn, it's
Froyo Ma?
No. Damn, it's been a long time. He does stuff with Flying Lotus. Flying Lotus, yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
See, that was one of those things where you take the pho and the lo and you put it together and you're like, Flo? Like the kind of the way I took the U in the Jackass and came out the way it came
and
out.
And it came out right this time.
You fuck. So anyway, but yeah, see me, I'm like, when I hear you say, everybody, there's a song coming, watch out, there's a song coming, and then when the song comes out and it's a minute long, I'm like, well, that's not like, why'd you even hype that shit up that much? Like,
it's just a snippet.
Like, that's the type of thing that you just put out and you go, hey, there's some new freshness on my SoundCloud, check it out.
I mean, I haven't dropped anything in a while, so I wanted it to feel a little special, I guess. But I had the video, I had this, and now the tape's coming at the end
cool
of this
song.
Month. Thanks, man.
A little vulgar, though.
I shouldn't be talking about
making girls come from anal. On
why not?
I don't know.
I don't care. My mom doesn't listen to it. Well, she might, but
I feel like when you're 30, you're going to be like, I don't know if all about all that.
I'm sure, but I'm 23 right now, and it's fun.
I hear you. When I was 19, I was calling myself the King Clit Licker and shit like that, pussy-licking connoisseur on record nonstop. But that's
My only rap song is called Pussy Squirt, so.
Bob's only song is called Pussy Squirt.
What do you think about it now?
So I guess, has it
aged well?
He's like,
it's great. He's like, yeah, I don't play it for people.
He's like, I'm still into Pussy Squirt.
My mom was talking about she had this hip hop artist on. She books acts for the city of Akron, not for like Lock 3 type things, but like for community events, like community centers and high density parks, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how she got this rapper on and he made like fucking $600. And I'm like, Mom, get me in there. And she's like, well, your stuff's a little vulgar, I'm pretty sure. You use cuss words.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I can clean it up, I guess, on a few songs.
They'll pay city events, man. They'll pay you some money.
Dude, they will. Like, you have to sign a contract and shit, and they pay you. Like,
yeah, because you're out there in the public.
It's pretty cool.
And then you
I want to do that. I think that's pretty
different. Yeah, but you can't be out there being like, I made your daughter come from anal. You. All your daughters came from anal.
But she didn't even know you anyway.
She didn't even know any of you, though.
Hey, you know your daughter you don't talk to anymore? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in her guts.
You're a shitty dad, and I made her come.
See, you know what? I almost feel like you should do that between sets. Like, I mean, between songs. Like, you should just be like, hey, you know your daughter you don't talk to? I made her come from anal. Here's the next song, and it's going to... That would be your personality.
That's fair.
Like, that would make you a star.
I need to do that.
That would make you a fucking star.
Do it to one of my friends.
Put you in the hospital.
Wear, probably. Like, a red jacket and a glove, and then
you're
say that.
You're going to piss off the wrong dad.
Yeah, get beat up outside.
If it happens, all the more fame. Like, could you imagine that video? That video is viral. And if the song's fire...
Yeah.
You're Danielle Bricioli or
people
whatever.
Blow up all the time.
Bad
after
Barbie?
Yeah, you become bad baby.
Oh, it's baby now, I forgot.
It's bad. You become bad baby because you got beat up for telling some dude that you made his daughter come from anal. I fucked that up? That's how you can fuck up.
I guess
up.
I'd end
you,
up on World Star, so that'd be all right.
Yeah, it'd be World Star Hip Hop.
Clout. Everything's
it
clout.
It is called World Star Hip Hop for a reason.
You're right. You're damn right.
You get broke on that.
It's all clout.
Think about Daddy Long Neck.
Who?
Who?
Daddy Long Neck.
Daddy Long
that
legs?
That skinny dude that's been popping
around.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that
that's
guy.
World Star Hip Hop.
Man.
That's how you go viral.
I don't ever want to see, except for when he called it, what do you call it, like a tuna snatch or something like that?
Tuna box.
Yeah, tuna box.
Wash your tuna box. Yeah.
You need to wash your fucking tuna box.
Have you seen these videos, Bobby? It's just a kid on the internet. Who looks terrible? He's a good kid.
A good kid.
Well, I said he looked terrible, and then I felt like an asshole.
He looks extremely malnourished, like Robert, like 5 years ago.
That's weird to say that. Anybody know? No, he's just got a super long neck, like a long
it's
enough
a good
neck.
Reference.
It's a long enough neck
like
you
your
could.
Harry Potter reference.
Yeah. Look at this.
It's a long enough. Yeah, there he is. There's a picture of him.
Coming over there, and
what the fuck?
You gotta wash your fucking tuna box.
Yeah, okay.
Is he doing a voice, or is that what that guy sounds
that's
like?
How he sounds. I'm pretty sure, but he looks like sickly.
His name's Daddy Longneck, and he's immensely popular. Yeah.
You gotta wash your fucking tuna box.
He's immensely popular, like millions of
Daddy
followers.
Daddy Longneck. His name makes no sense.
Did you see that neck? That makes total sense.
Me, you could draw a six pack on that neck.
Yeah, but he's like six. But he's like seven.
He's like 16.
Daddy long neck. But there's also a video of him like in his boxers dancing with two friends behind him.
Yeah, that one's weird.
That like went mad.
There's
viral.
One of him kicking his two friends in the nuts too. Did you see that?
No.
It was brutal. I didn't like watching it.
Daddy long neck.
I hate YouTube culture.
Yeah. I hate you too. God damn it,
me
not
too.
You two. I'm
no,
talking about the band U2.
Yeah, I remember when
not
they put their album
you.
On everyone's phones.
I didn't think you meant U2 like me and him. I thought you meant U2 like T-O-O,
I couldn't get that shit
like,
off my
just
iPod.
Me, like.
No, I'm talking about the band. Bono, The Edge.
Fuck Obama.
Fuck Obama, is that what you just said?
Obama.
It's funny.
Only but respect to my president.
This is a good episode. I mean, we're not done
it's
yet.
Time to end the show.
We're going to take a break and then we'll come back.
Go ahead and end it.
Fuck El Bano.
We'll talk about how Slim fucked.
We can go ahead and end it.
We'll talk about how Slim fucked Bob when we come back. If you didn't check out last week's episode, last week's was a fun episode. Did you have fun last week,
yeah, I did.
Slim?
I did.
We had our old buddies, Paul and Josie, in the booth. Paul was super drunk. Yeah, I went and saw them on Saturday night, and I was like explaining to Paul. Paul was like, all I remember is you guys stopped letting me play Heads Up. Like, I just kept...
Because you kept fucking it up and pissing me off. I wanted to fucking win.
I told him, I was like, you just started skipping everything without even letting
bing,
them
bing,
guess.
Bing, bing.
And then he just went, ha, that's funny. He didn't remember it at all.
Of course not.
It's awesome.
Fucking Paul.
He had a great time, though.
I'm glad.
I was talking to Josie about it because, like I said, they had a good time.
Yeah.
They indulged themselves a little. They were supposed to get out of here at 10:30 and ended up being here till almost like midnight. Like,
right.
If you listen to the episode back, I keep going, all right, let's end this madness. We'll take a break, blah, blah, blah. I was going to do, the rest of the show with us, but they just kept going with some Heads Up. And she was like, man, I paid for it the next day. I don't miss that. She was like in bed taking a nap by 3. Like, as soon as she got home from work, she was in bed taking a nap.
I bet.
I do that daily. Like, yeah, it's got nothing to do with
this
show.
That's me. It's me, period. I was taking care of Jose this weekend, and it was funny today. Like, if you think about it, I had him on Friday. I took a nap till like 5 o'clock. Like, just napped all day. And then Saturday, I worked in the morning, got home at 5, took a nap. And then Sunday, I was about to take a nap, then realized I had to be at work for a double and ran out the door. That's a long story. I was like, oh, shit. Who do I work with tonight? Oh, shit, I have to be there in 15 minutes? Fuck. And ran out the door. So then when I was... today, when I was hanging out, I was like watching TV. Then I was like, ah, man, I'm about to roll over and start to take a nap. And as soon as I rolled over and started to close my eyes, the dog just started crying. So I rolled back and looked at him, and he stopped. And I rolled back, closed my eyes, and he started crying. I was like, this motherfucker doesn't want me to take a nap. Fuck him, took a nap anyway. It was like an hour, half-hour nap. But anyway, but it was just funny. I was like, man, the whole time I spent with his dog, I was just napping. And finally, by today, he was like, hey, fucker, pet me or something. Hang out with me. Don't fucking nap. How are you going to nap on me? And I was like,
he won't nap with you?
Dude, nap life. He does.
You're like a reverse babysitter. You're babysitting the dog, right?
Yeah.
So you're like a reverse babysitter. Instead of you being like, go take a nap while I do bad things, you're like, I'm going to take a nap and you just do whatever you want.
Yeah, shit under the table as much as you want. Let's take a break. And we will
not
talk.
The carpet.
We'll talk about Slim fucking Bobby. I feel like I'm stuck on the frozen water. I guess I kind of feel bad for the father of the daughter. I may come from anal, although she didn't really know. Oh, well. She said she liked my poems until I left and said that she was misspoken. Feel like she ripped the jewels right out my scrotum. And some wounds never heal. I'm literally only living meal to meal and day by day. I hope that I can get my shit in order one day. I make this music for myself. Well, you go have fun trying to advance the culture. I'ma take my own avenue and try and rustle up some revenue to turn my porch outlook into a better view. That looks great. And then acquire some extra family members that I never knew. You see, I'm what's real, and the rest of you motherfuckers are Peter Pettigrews. Wow. You rats and fakes. Yo, let's cut to the chase. You don't really be doing half the shit you say with. I hope not. Type to hop up on a label and then be a pawn for them to play with. But by the time you realize it, you're too late.
Hey guys, it's ANA MMA, and I'm your host Slim.
And it's your boy Mati.
And we're bringing you the best MMA podcast that ever lived. Scratch that. The best sports podcast around.
We have fight predictions.
Fighter interviews.
We have reviews on recent fights.
And we have random banter that you might be able to understand.
We are for the Ute.
Yeah, we're for the Ute. It's funny either way. Anyway, you should listen. ANA MMA, available on any app you listen to podcasts on. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all those other apps too.
And lousyweathermedia.com.
Yeah. Check out a podcast.
I had to put my headphones on so I'd stop hearing you say hateful things. I can't hear you, Bob.
I said I like Salem. She just needs to learn some boundaries is all.
So yeah, and but I mean the kittens are there. They're kittens, dude. Of course I love the kittens.
Free-range kittens.
I'm going to keep one of them.
Are you?
Yeah. And then the rest of them are gone.
Gone where?
I don't know, wherever
to
they go.
To a good home? Yeah. Should I start advertising?
And then Salem will go, no. There's only three of them. People, I think I know, is going to take them all.
Oh, but, cool.
And then Salem can go back home.
Is she?
Nah. She's not my cat.
That's what I was referring to.
Well, it's not like, what, am I just going to
No, is she still living here,
I can't
Salem?
Yell at somebody and be like... She's going to live here until the kittens are ready to go.
Yeah.
Of course. But, I mean, it's not like I could be like, she's my cat now. You can't have her.
Mine. Yum, 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 yum.
No, I mean, I got to keep it. I mean, I got to give her back. Saying all these things like, my animals don't love me, this dude over here.
Yeah, this guy.
I'm going to kick him in his fucking nuts one of these days. He's going to be like, why'd you do that? Because I don't feel like kicking your ass.
So I kicked right in front of it.
So I kicked your fucking nuts.
I didn't feel like saying turn around.
Shit.
I meant it like I would just take you down with one hit by just kicking you in the balls.
All right.
But
that would do most people.
But the way you guys took it literally was awesome. Because I was like, I'm going to kick you in the nuts. Why? Because I didn't want to kick your ass. Or I didn't want to take time to kick your ass. So you kicked me in the front, so I had to turn around.
Yeah. That's a good word. Where'd you learn that?
What?
What's phrase.
He didn't kicked come up with first.
Why the nuts? Because I didn't feel like telling you to turn around.
No, it was just because I said, I'm going to kick you in the nuts. And you were like, why? And I was like, because I don't feel like taking the time to kick your ass. And then you both took it literal.
Yeah, and then I just said that. It wasn't. Yeah. It was no.
That was a good one, Bob. That was a Bob original.
Yeah. No, it was. He stole it from me. It was Sean colloquialism.
It was no colloquialism.
He just explained it. He explained the colloquialism to you.
I was just saying that there was no colloquialism.
I said one. I was
so
like,
who?
I thought you just made one.
Take is because I didn't feel like telling you to turn around.
What's up?
Who's stealing that one?
I was the one that said, I don't feel like taking the time to kick your ass. And then both you guys, he was like, yeah, he didn't want to tell you to turn around. And then you were like, you kicked me in the front instead of the back.
Ah, gotcha.
And then I was like, no, I meant like...
Bob's was better.
I said I would take more time to kick your ass than it would to just take you down in one hit.
Like, I gotcha.
Just square in your nutsack. Like, aim up. Like, go from low up.
Squad.
Yeah.
You got this planned out, dude.
Yeah, I know exactly how I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
I'm fucking hand on the nuts every time I walk in this house.
I saw...
I'm wearing a cup.
I saw him make one of those flip book cartoons earlier of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really planning it out.
Oh. Me kicking the ass. I put a lot of drawing into that.
Well, yeah, wearing a cup
from
now on.
At least 100 photos.
Jeff Hughes taught me how to get kicked in the nuts the right way.
Like, but you... damn it. You see, you make me cough just trying to talk about you. You're killing me slowly. I'm old man. I'm stressed out. I'm dying. You make my hairs gray.
Cause you sound like my dad.
You constantly fuck me. and then, but I hear that you have passed on the fucking.
Yeah, I can't stay on one person for too long.
You fucked my tablet.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you pulled out the charge port and just stuck your dick right in the little micro USB fucking connection.
It took a little bit of time. She wasn't ready.
I can visibly see the damage on the tablet.
I mean, you always leave me uncharged and dead.
That's, wow, you sound like my ex
now.
Then
we can't podcast. Yeah, if I can't feel the connection, we can't podcast then.
Lovely. So, that's why I'm drinking 390 days tonight. Go on, Sean.
Well, I'm not the one you fucked this week. Me and you are friends.
I am the one that you fucked
this week. Me and you are friends. I like
you. You're talking about kicking me in the nuts.
Well, I mean, if you want to keep saying that my animals don't love me and shit like that, I'm going to kick you in the nuts, motherfuckers. These animals love me. I'm their dad, damn it. They give me presents on Father's Day. So anyway.
Dad, damn it.
Bob got fucked this week.
Oh, yes.
Last week after the podcast, it was.
Yeah, it was directly after the podcast.
Let's take you back to last Tuesday, where everybody was drinking, partying, and having
everyone
fun.
Everyone was probably drinking.
I went and got
some more than others.
And so I went and got a pizza.
The time had come for Slim to leave.
Yes.
And I said, I'll take Slim home.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
So that you could get food together. Sorry to interrupt.
Bob, do you want to go to the local taco stand?
That wasn't the reason why. It was because I'm that good of a friend to Slim.
Yeah,
true.
That I was like, I will take you home.
You know, I won't ever pick him up or take him home. So,
and Bob said, let's go to the drive-thru taco stand if you want to.
Yeah. Okay.
I said, is this a taco stand?
And I said, listen, Bob, I'm broke as a joke.
Yes. Yeah. You told him that before you left.
So if you could.
Buy me food,
I'll buy you in the next round.
No, you didn't tell him that before you left. You told him that in the car, yeah. What was that like?
Well, we're going
to get food. Can't wait for.
Well, we didn't plan on here. Hey, let's go Taco Bell.
No.
The ride was the plan, and then in
you
the
were planning
on the
to go
car,
get food together though.
In the car,
well, what
it
he
was,
had said was
no,
in the car.
This is what I remember. I said I want to take you home. Or I was like, I'm going to take you home, Slim. And you're like, no, I want to ride with Bob because me and him will go get food. And I was like, all right, cool. I remember that happening. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the plan was
I was
lay
heat out last weekend, so.
So the plan was to go get
and
food.
So
okay,
on
then
the way
the car,
to get food, Slim had gone, hey, I don't have any cash. Uh-huh. How about you cover me, and I will pay you back on Friday.
Okay.
I said I'd pay you back, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's awesome.
No, I mean, like, in
but cash. you're like, no problem. It's Taco Bell. It's no problem. It's Taco Bell.
That, you know, that I'll pay you.
You can get two soft tacos and a nacho for like $3.
You said it on Friday. And I was like, that's cool because I need the money because I'm short on money.
And he's short on
money. And I need that money on Friday.
And you need that money on Tuesday. Friday.
Well,
and so I haven't got that money.
Yeah.
But
hold on. So this is what I'm getting at. Now, it's Taco Bell food. So, like, he could get a small order, a couple soft taco supremes, a nacho. He's out for, like, $3.50. What did he order?
I don't know what he ordered, but what I ordered was...
Okay, let's hear what you ordered.
Two cheese roll-ups
you should at least
and
have
a soft taco.
Two cheese roll-ups, soft taco. So you should at least have a dollar amount for his, though. Yours was $3.
It was $7.
Yours was seven fucking dollars.
No, it was more than that because mine was a soft taco and two cheesy roll ups.
No,
two cheesy roll ups were $1 each. That's $2. Yeah. And the soft taco is like
$2.
$1.50. I got a steak chalupa.
He said $7 for his order.
Beef quesarito.
So mine was $4, and the whole order was $14 and some change.
What?
Your order was $10 fucking dollars.
What the fuck did I order? Because I got a steak chalupa.
Okay.
As I do.
Which is like $3.
I got a beef quesarito.
I don't even know what that is.
And then I don't remember the third item.
I think you got a cheesy gordita crunch.
Nacho Bel Grande.
Cheesy gordita crunch. Which one's that?
That's the Dorito taco.
It's the thing with the...
Or no, it's a
double decker.
It's a chalupa with a gordita.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Also $3. So, all right. I can see where that came from.
Or what the fuck is a gordita crunch? A gordita with a taco on the inside?
It's a chalupa with a taco.
Those are all $3 and some change. Easily $10.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So it makes sense. Okay. So,
but you, what did you really want?
But what I really wanted, like literally, as soon as we pulled into Taco Bell, I was like, bro, what did I say? I was like, bro. You probably don't remember anyway. Yeah, but I was like, bro, I'm getting 14 fucking empanadas. I was like, we pulled in, and I was like, do you have? And I was like, let me get two empanadas because I really only wanted two.
Yeah, not.
And
14.
I was like,
what's an empanada?
You don't even know what a caramel apple empanada pie is.
All the little pie things.
God's gift to Taco Bell creations.
Yeah,
never
it's like the best
one.
Thing that they
know.
Have.
But we used to make them.
And so I was like, let me get two of those. And she was like, we're out. So I was like, I was super bummed out.
Coming
and
back to me.
So when we were leaving, I was like, I'm going across the street to Rally's to get two apple pies.
Yeah.
And
one in the morning apple pies.
Yeah,
like,
so
you
I went over
get
there
them.
Just to get some apple pies, which I think they were bummed out about.
Yeah, because you're just like, hey, let me get apple pies. And like, motherfucker.
Yeah. So then we're leaving, and I was like, this is perfect. Slim, I have this extra Rally's bag. Put my food into there.
Okay.
And I was like, cool. And then you're like, is this your food, or are these the things you ordered? And I was like, are they the three smallest things in the bag? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, yes, those are mine. Put them in the bag.
Okay.
And then I was like, and then also give me all the extra napkins, because I use those when I'm feeding my axolotls, because it gets messy.
Okay.
And so when
so
I got...
So he moved the stuff to the bag.
Yeah.
But he ate some of his own food.
Yeah,
in
so
the
then
car,
I
right?
sat, so then you ate some food, and I was talking to you the whole time in my car, and then you put the trash in that bag in my Rally's bag also.
Yeah, you put the trash in the Rally's bag.
This is awesome.
And I don't remember any of this.
So
by
then
way.
I get home. So then I get home, right?
Yeah, this is when I
so I drop you off at home, and then I drive all the way home.
There was no bag check. There was no, hey, did you give me my food?
I never bag checked. I trusted you. Because I asked you. I was like, are those the three smallest things in there? And you're like, yes. And I was like, those are mine. Put them in the bag. I thought that was easy.
I sure did put the wrappers in the bag.
Anyway, so I get home. I sit down. I got some sour cream out of the fridge. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is when he's sitting by me over here.
And I see two piles of trash.
He opens the bag.
So I take them out. I see a fucking shitload of napkins shoved in there so messily. It's like you took every napkin individually out of the bag, crumpled it up, and then put it into the Rally's bag individually. That's what it looked like. I took all these napkins out, and then the only thing in the fucking bag were my pies.
Listen, all I remember is...
So he had two pies and some fire sauce.
All I remember is...
Put my fire sauce.
There's a bunch of fire sauce in there.
For some reason, I'm just... on the drive home, just I'm fucking just zoning out of consciousness, smacking on a cheesy roll up, and I was like,
"Yeah,
damn, I didn't know I ordered one of these too. This is dope.
I don't even know I ordered."
So that let me get. So I called you.
Yeah, I was
like,
"Hey,
dude, do you have my food?" And you were like, "Nah." I was like, "Yeah, you do, because I don't have it." And I was like, "What do you have right now?" And you were like, "I got the
quesarito,
the steak chalupa, and the cheesy gordita crunch. And I was like, "And you're like, and I just finished eating another cheesy roll up." And so I was like, "Damn." I was like, "That means in my car, my God, ate my fucking soft taco and one of my cheesy roll-ups in front of me.
And then
both the things that you ate in my car were mine.
And then ate a cheesy roll-up at home. And then we're like..."
So that means the only three things that you had even eaten were mine. You didn't even eat any of your shit.
And then you still denied it. You're like, "I didn't eat any of your stuff, bro." And Bobby, all I hear is Bobby go, "I have your empty wrappers in my bag. Like, I have the wrappers."
And like, the thing is, I wasn't mad. I was just agitated
because
that
you denied
admit
it.
That, yeah, you were denying it. I was like,
"I didn't deny it. I didn't know.
I know you didn't do this shit on purpose." Like,
listen, have you ever drank three Natty Daddies?
You only drank two Locos.
I've drank three Four Locos when they still made good Four Locos.
I drank three Four Locos when they made good Four.
Did? I puked by then. I was drinking Long Islands before that.
It was the cops got called at my apartment.
On this dude,
my friend had to hold me up.
My friend had to hold me up
in front of the cops to talk to the cops. And I was just like, "Yeah, I just have a few people over. We're having a good time." And they were like, "Cool."
Dope.
But
you were weakened at Bernie, though.
Yeah.
They were like,
"Yeah, they were holding me up." Yeah. I don't know how the cops were just like, "Cool." But
anyway, so you have empty bags. Slim's denying it. But what I remember the most is like 10 minutes after you get up, you were like, "I'll just talk to you about it tomorrow, man." And then 10 minutes later, you get the text like, "I'm so sorry, bro. I'm the biggest fuck up of all time.
I got all these sad with a dollar
sign. I didn't realize what I did.
I might honestly fucking just like.
I got all these sad with a dollar sign text.
Sad with a dollar sign text." You're like, "I'll never talk to any of you again. I'm sorry. I'm just going to erase myself from your guys' lives."
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but it wasn't all that deep. But it was like, I'm such a shitty person.
Yeah. I felt like a shit bag, dude.
I was like, dude, shut up. I was like, "I know you didn't do this shit on
purpose." And he paid for it all, too. He even paid for the food you were sitting there looking at. And you haven't even paid him back.
Why? I'm going to pay him back.
What the fuck was that?
He doesn't
I've never heard anything like that before in my life.
I understand that I'm not technologically advanced enough to be like, "You can just PayPal me that money.
Yeah, or Venmo or Bitcoin.
Yeah, I get that. That's my bad. But this guy doesn't understand that he can just pay me in cash. He doesn't get that concept.
I don't do cash.
See?
Just get some fucking cash, bro.
Unless I'm buying drugs, I do not have cash on me.
He'll have change. He's a delivery man.
I'm going to buy him some food twice now because I owe him for two times.
You're going to buy him tonight and tomorrow's meals?
Well, at least next week.
Well, I meant like tonight. Just buy him like $14 worth of food that he can eat off for like 2 days. You should actually go to Taco Bell for two days. You should go to Acme, actually, and get some Totinos, like 14 Totinos, some chicken patties, some french fries, some SpaghettiOs. Bread.
He's about to buy me some butter, Azteca milk. With some fucking margaritas. Me and him are going to the taco stand.
I was just reading off my
the old local taco stand.
Oh, man. Is that a taco stand? You mean a Mexican restaurant?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I swear it was like the size of this dining
room. Where are you talking about? Where were you?
Medina. I was in Medina.
Why were you in Medina?
That's where I had to go.
Can you Yelp this right now? Because I just don't know if I believe you.
I don't remember what the place is called. Do you want me to look it up?
Didn't you just say it was like La Luchadori or something like that?
Yeah, I said La Quinta.
Yeah, La Quinta. Yeah.
That's
Bob, did you fact check that? Is that a hotel?
It is. I've never heard of it. That's
La Quinta Inn. Yeah, it's popular.
Is it around here?
There's a couple.
There's none on Route 43.
A couple.
Hey, there's a couple out there. All right, so where am I at? Medina, Ohio. Let's go to Lafayette Street.
Why were you there?
Because I had to go there, motherfucker. Oh, you want to okay you with you, motherfucker? I just had to go places.
Tell, it's fine.
I have to go places sometimes, man.
It's out the way, but if you don't want to tell,
fucking
it's
happens. Sometimes I gotta go someplace. Okay, it's called. Okay, that ain't it. Never mind. Okay, let's keep coming down Lafayette Street. I gotta find the Valero gas station. Wherever I find.
What is a Valero gas station? You have. Every business you've said today, I've never heard of.
Yeah, Valero, dude. It's popular. Mm. Okay, so that's where I was. Where is the Valero?
Sounds like some guy named Tommy.
I don't know. Where?
Tommy Valero. That would be the guy that owns that place. He's probably a power ranger.
Okay, there's the Valero. Okay, there's the Valero. All right, it's called Emmy's Taquiera. Emmy's Taquiera. Look, dude.
So that does sound like a taco stand.
It's literally a fucking Taquiera, little X on the map. Right? It's little X on the map, right? But it's actually like a fucking little...
Taquiera.
It's like a little green building with a drive-through. Like, that's what this, this
is
part
the,
of the X is.
What is the
overhead.
Translation of Taquiera? Because it might be taco stand.
You're saying a verde sauce, huh?
I'll say they had a big sign that said burritos and it had drive through, but you can also walk in.
So you're thinking of verde sauce when you saw the green, you were like, oh,
verde, yeah.
Gotcha.
There used to be this song. Fuck, how's it go? It's something like summer or something, or like winter is. Put to bed, springs here.
I looked up the definition of taquiera, and it says a Mexican restaurant specializing in tacos. So, no, it's not a stand.
Well, so, anyway, there's a song. It's like, the sun has gone to bed. No, that's not it.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
All I know is, like, where it's like, sun has come to wash away the rain. It makes the grass so verde. Do you remember this shit?
Nope. Not one I recall from my childhood, Sean.
I can't remember the early part of the lyrics, but it's something. But I guess the lyric is supposed to be like, makes the grass so green. But
they only say one word in the other
verde.
Language?
No, I think that's the only word I knew in the other language.
In the other language? The other one.
I still remember this one. This is a good one. You guys might like this. Okay, so. 30 jours en septembre, avril, juin et novembre, tous les autres en 31, sauf que février, qui n'a que 28.
I took Spanish.
That's French.
But you said a bunch of months. Did you say 20? You said that like 21
yeah,
days
yeah,
in
yeah.
September.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. Except for February, that only has 28.
Yeah, I don't know French at all, but I got it from...
It's a hell of a poem.
I figured it out, yeah.
30 jours en septembre, avril, juin, novembre, tous les autres en 31, sauf que février.
You're a regular French poet.
I can say that poem like I can speak French. If I try to speak French any other time, I'm like... 2A eel fucking basketball or something.
You're like but, Albert Camus over here.
But yeah, when I say that one, yeah, Albert Camus, L'Etranger. Yeah. Or Alexandre Dumas, who wrote Le Comte de Monte Cristo.
Right. Did I say it right?
Who?
That guy's name. That
which one was
Albert
it?
Albert Camus.
Albert Camus, yeah, yeah. He was an Algerian French fucking writer.
Yeah. He wrote that book I like.
He might have been French who lived in Algeria or one of the fucking things. Yeah, L'Etranger, The Stranger.
Yeah.
That was the book George W. Bush read on his vacation in like 2000.
That was the book George W. Bush read.
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't picture that.
But it's like, yeah, it's a book all about like terrible Muslim relations and the Muslim murders the fucking Frenchman.
Was that the one he read to the kids on 9/11? When he got the call?
It was L'Etranger from Albert Camus.
He was reading it to him in perfect French. It turns out he's a genius. We all read him wrong.
I read that book in French, actually.
I read it in English.
I read that book in French, and I read Le Comte de Monte Cristo, or the Count of Monte Cristo. But Count of Monte Cristo was like simplified French. L'étranger was like half the words I still didn't know. Like, I could pick up the sentences from context clues. Nowadays, I would look at French and be like, whoa.
Is that how you learned that poem that you said earlier?
Yeah, through the context clues? Avril Jouin, November.
November.
Tous les entre en 31, sauf que février qui n'a que 28.
Say the stranger one more time for me.
L'étranger.
L'étranger. All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so the two vowels go together, so the le and the étranger go together to l'étranger.
I hope I'm not too drunk that I forget that.
No, yeah, you can remember that. The stranger. L'étranger.
L'étranger.
I mean, that's an easy word to kind of figure out because it's spelled the same way almost. It's just E-S-T-R or whatever. L'étranger.
L'étranger. And then say it. Little tiny mustache that I got.
Say the word. Say the word E-stranger with a French accent and then put le in front of it. Because it's the, so it's le, so it becomes l'étranger.
L'étranger.
L'étranger. You just gotta say le. You just gotta say le stranger.
You say the stranger danger.
I don't remember what danger was. I remember that's too bad was c'est dommage. That was a fun one to say. C'est dommage.
Hey, can I talk about...
Go ahead, yeah, let's talk about since it. Your weekend.
Since we talked about how shitty I am in real life...
Let's end the show on this. You had a very fucking fun weekend. I was very proud of you. Let's talk about your Snap story.
Okay, so my Snap story. So my Instagram story was lit. So, Jeff Hughes, we had him on the podcast twice
MMA
now.
Fighter, now signed to UFC, right?
Correct. He's the newest UFC
heavyweight. Which is the top dog promotion, if you don't know.
Exactly.
Biggest promotion in the world. If you're going to be a money fighter, you want to be in the UFC. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, he got his UFC contract, and we met him...
L'étranger! Sorry.
The stranger. No, he was a stranger. We met him at one of the fights and was like, yeah, dude, I like podcasts. I do a podcast. I'll come on yours. And I had forgot all about him. I'm the one that does the booking for our podcast, and I forgot about him.
Yes.
Well, he ended up finding, like, we were friends on Facebook, and he ended up messaging me, like, hey, man, I selected your podcast. And I was like, yo!
I want to be on the ANA MMA.
Yeah, come on. Let's do it. So we got on right before before he debuted for Dana White.
Yeah,
2 weeks later.
If you don't know who Dana White is, he's the president matchmaker of the UFC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now he's no longer a L'étranger, do you?
He's not a L'étranger, exactly. If you're listening.
To him, at least.
Now he's your
friend. Now you know who he is.
Anyway, Jeff Hughes got first-round knockout, and Dana White was like, we're giving him a contract.
Yeah.
He trains with former UFC heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic.
From Cleveland.
From Cleveland. Yeah. Jeff is from Canton.
He's the Cleveland champ.
But makes the what's it called,
the trek.
The trek up to Cleveland to train up there.
Yeah.
And the commute, because it's his job now, you know.
Hour drive.
Right.
It's the trek to train.
So anyway, we had him on again. He's talking about all his things that went on with the fight. He ended up getting, like, water poisoning before the fight, because they were like, you gotta pee.
He was in Mexico.
No, they were like, yo, you gotta pee in this cup. And he's like, I don't gotta pee.
That
like,
was more shade toward like, Mexico, I guess.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I knew it was coming.
See how that happens?
I knew it was coming. So they handed him like 4 big ass bottles of water like this, and he chugged all 4. And they're like, "Bro, you shouldn't have done that." And he got water poisoning.
Yeah, you can't drink that.
You know, puking and pissing and all and everything.
It just makes it.
And then going into the fight, like he felt like shit, but he still got the first round knockout. So anyway, you know, he comes back on and tells us like, "Yeah, there's this fight happening up in Cleveland."
I was poisoned by water.
Yeah, I was poisoned.
Yeah, okay. Dude, don't get me started.
Anyway, don't.
So Monty had messaged him and been like, "Hey, can we get in and be like media press or whatever?"
Yeah.
And dude was like, "Yeah, dude, I got you on some tickets. Whatever, just say your names when you come up to the gate, and we'll get you in there."
Your media,
media
so
press.
So he hits him up like, does he have any plan or anything, or he's just like, can we get it in the show for free?
I don't remember. I didn't see his exact catalog of messages. Yeah. I just seen the one where he was just like, hey, can we get in with media passes? And dude said yes. So basically, I asked Monty, I was like, so on the, you know, what do we do? We drank like, we each drank some 40s when we got in the parking lot. And
drank 40s in the bar.
Yeah.
Let's go be media, bro.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta be ourselves.
True
to ourselves. Anyway, so we get up to the front desk at Chico's Pavilion, and I've only been there once for a Travis Scott concert, and that was wild. Yeah. It just looked different to me. So we get up there, and we see the lady at the desk, and we're like, "Hey, I'm Andrew, and this is Andrew."
And we all spog ass at MMA,
and the lady's just like,
"Here's a sticker."
Okay. Did you have like a table reserved?
And
Monty was finally like, "Just listen, I don't know. Jeff Hughes just told us to say our names." She goes, "Oh, you're with Jeff."
Okay.
And then just hands us two VIP wristbands that no one else had.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. Everyone else has these like little green shits or purple shits. No, we had the V. It literally was all black and it said VIP on it. So we got to go wherever we wanted.
It was the Honor Fighting Promotion.
Yes, Honor Fighting Championship 8. Okay. And so instantly, we see our buddy George Pointer, who we had on the podcast one time. Mm. He does kind of like security for them, but like more like ushering in like the fighters where they need to go and whatnot. And we see him. We're talking to him. And I'm like, "Oh, there's Jeff." So I say, "Hey, what's up, Jeff?" He's like, "Oh, you can come up here if you want on the stage."
Yeah.
And we're like, "Yes."
Like ringside, cage side.
So unfortunately, I fangirled out a little bit, and I wish I wouldn't have. But I seen this female UFC fighter that also fights out of Cleveland that trains at the same gym with Stipe and them. I was like, "Yo, Monty, that's Jessica I." And she was like close to me, so she heard me, and she kind of looks over and was like, "Oh, hey." Just gave her one of those because she just looked at me like, "What the fuck? How does she know me?"
How does she know me?
"Oh, you know, you get these words mixed up, start calling her a Jew." So right. Jewish Jessica.
I'm kidding. Jew so, Jessica. Yeah. Fucking A.
So anyway, we go up on stage and we're at Stipe's table. It was literally reserved for Stipe and Jeff Hughes. Those were the names on there. But this other Stipe never shown. But this other fighter was there, and this was just you. So me and Monty are literally chilling there, 10 feet away from the stage, or 10 feet away from the cage, the stage of Jacob's Pavilion, and just, like, drink service, and just, dude, it was insane.
VIP,
like, it was just,
I saw the VIP wristband.
Literally. I was and just like,
he took, like, 10 snaps, like, "We VIP. We VIP."
We were fucking cocky VIP. As fuck. And we're probably annoying to everyone around us, but I was whatever, dude. This is insane. So, like, and it's crazy to me that we just started this a year ago and we're already chilling with UFC fighters in Cleveland. Like, it's just insane. It's just crazy to me. Like, it's wild, man. How far we've come.
You and Monty are about to start. You're on the cusp where you can start becoming some, like, journalist up in this bitch.
Or at least some revenue earners for her podcast. Lousy weather, come on.
You need to start.
We need that fundage.
You need to start trying to get some more footing in there. When you get in there as media, take some pictures.
Yeah, I didn't know this until a little later, but Jeff was like, "Hey, you guys want to go backstage? We'll take you back there." And Monty said no.
Really? Why? He was like, because he was like,
I would have been like, "Yeah, let's go interview."
He didn't want you to embarrass him.
Probably. I was trying to get a tripod for my phone, at least.
You would have been in the bag like, "Jessica, hi!"
Well, no, these are all local dudes. I went up to her and I shook her hand. I introduced myself and I was like, "Hey,
I'm Andrew. I got a podcast."
And I did. I said I just had Jeff on my podcast. I gave her a sticker and I was like, "I would love to have you on sometime." She's like, "Oh yeah, I'll hit you guys up."
There you go, man.
That's all you had to do. Just get boom. Just
let me know. I'll clean the house. make sure I mop the floors real good that week for you.
Yeah, she's been in the UFC for like since. About 4 years now, so that's why I had to here's who I am.
What happened
here's
to what that one Boom. USC fighter's balls I've been seeing all over the internet?
He was like working with a power drill, and I guess it fell and like just fucking like some crazy shit ripped his sock open.
He got a sponsorship from MeUndies for it. His name's Bryce, isn't
it? Bryce. I forget his last name, but he fought on the recent season of The Ultimate Fighter, and I guess he would... I'm going to read it. I'm going to look it up, actually.
I saw was, like, he tweeted a picture of these bloody-ass boxers, and Ariel Helwani was like, "I'm glad you have a sense of humor about this." And then somebody was like... And then he was like, "Well, that was my favorite pair of boxers, so that's what I'm most bummed about."
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, "Wow, this guy is such a beast. Somebody needs to give him an underwear sponsorship." And MeUndies tweeted him like, "Yo, DM us your info. We got you. So he tweeted like, look what y'all did for me. Thanks for caring about my favorite pair of boxers as much as I did.
Right, he so, put a power drill went through his
So nuts. Here's his post. He said, so I was going to train today, but I ripped my nutsack in half. I'm about to get stitched up. I was holding a board over my head with a drill in my pants. I was sizing up the board, and the drill went off and tangled my nuts up in it. I dropped the board and reversed the drill and untangled my nutsack, but they was ripped in half. I'm serious. I obviously can't post a pic.
What, you doing woodwork naked, dude?
But when my nuts are sealed back up, I'm going to come train again.
Wait, it drilled right through his pants into his nuts.
Oh, that gives me chills. Why would you hold a drill that way?
It was in his pocket, he said.
He didn't say pocket.
Yeah, he did. He said it was in his pocket.
I was holding a board over my head with a drill in my pants. I guess it could have been in his pocket.
Well, where else do you think it was stuffed?
I'm
like
just thinking like this whole
thing. Stuffed like a gun?
He
stuffed like a gun in the...
No, he was like, he had the board in his hands. He just put the drill like right here real quick. And
he was wearing some cargo shorts and it was in his pocket.
That's why you don't play with
in
guns,
in front
kids.
Of his pants like a gun.
And it rubbed on some change like
that's
a
That's why it got his balls.
Crazy.
I hit them up. I hit this dude up for an interview, too.
Who, Bryce?
Bryce Mitchell. Yeah, he never hit me back.
But. You tweeted him, like, I want your balls.
He tweeted, hey, I'm looking for interviews. Hit up my manager, and I messaged his manager, and he never messaged me. It's fine.
Come to Akron, Ohio. No,
let me know about your balls.
You would Skype.
I would.
But, yeah, so this guy. And then I saw another one where an MMA fighter got cheated on. Then he just, like, filmed the girl, like, you cheated on me. You cheated on me.
Bro, that was crazy. And everyone was giving him mad respect for not beating the dude's ass on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, this is a professional fighter.
You're an MMA fighter and you didn't beat him up. It's like, well, he's not. He doesn't have to be
uber violent. No, all I seen was respect for him of not beating dude's ass.
He doesn't have to be uber violent. He can just.
Plus, he's a pro fighter. Like, he's basically charged more for that.
Yeah, they get charged more for that. Aren't they? Like, their arms are considered weapons.
Mostly just boxers.
I think so, or maybe I don't
get
know.
Get these hands.
I think I read about not that long ago, even an MMA fighter that was protecting somebody at a bar. Like some girl was getting like beat or something. I don't.
That was Volkan Ozdemir.
And then he like stepped in and beat this dude's ass.
His charges got dropped. Actually,
okay, that's good.
Recently, so
that's sick.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know
if
MMA...
It can cause a lot of bad PR for sure. UFC Absolutely. And all that shit.
So he still put the chick on blast? Like, he still had her on video like, yo, you fucking cheated on me?
She just tried to play it off like she was sleeping. Like, oh, I don't know, I'm asleep. I don't even know this
what
guy
What a fucking
is.
Turd, man. Awesome. This is a pro fighter.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on in the MMA world.
But yeah, like I said, I had a blast. Dude, I got to hang out with UFC fighters, and it was a dream come true. Like,
right there on the fucking river or lake or where the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, Jacob Civilian. And I'm just looking at the people in the stands like, damn, my seats, your seats. This is great, dude. It was awesome.
So was the MMA any good? Was it good fighting?
It was. It was some good fight. I seen Andrew Law. I seen Drew there.
Yeah, they were
both coaches at the time. And yeah, the fights are really good, especially the pro fights, man. They went at it. Very quick finishes for the pro fights. There were three amateur title fights, too. The only problem was that one of the fighters broke their arms in the cage, and they were laying there, you know, in pain. The ambulance came in. Their paramedics came in, take them out to the ambulance. So the ambulance left, right? They didn't have another medical team on standby, so we had to wait another 30 minutes.
For the ambulance to get
back. Right, but the thing is the fighters already went out to their music, and they're in the cage, and they're just like, yeah! And then they go on stage, like, oh, we're going to take a little intermission, we got to wait for the paramedics. So the fighters are like, we don't know how long.
Did they go back? Didn't they do that at the one
after
show
like
we
15
went to?
Minutes, they're standing in the cage, just kind of looking at each other across the cage, like, after 15 minutes, they eventually pulled them out of the cage and were like, all right, go back to your locker room.
Yeah,
they're just like,
did they play the music even, again?
I would have gave them like extra time on purpose just in the back. Like, just to hype themselves up again.
Dude, literally, like, even Jeff was saying, like, it was a little bit chilly that night, and Jeff was like, they're in there, they're getting cold, their adrenaline's running out.
Yeah.
Why would they do it like this? Like, they did it twice that night.
The one time me and you went, they called those people out to the cage, and then they sent them back, did a different fight, and then had those same two people come out that one time. They, like, sent the wrong fight out.
That was messed up, too. I mean, it's an early promotion, I get it. It's only number 8. But, like, this is their big stage. This is a big event. And, you know, I still, like, honor.
Good amount
of
people there, though.
Oh, right? For sure. I still like the way
the
they do things.
The guy that reopened Kim Tam is the guy that owns that, isn't it? Or is he owning it?
Jeremy Caldwell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or does he own a different...
He owns Honor, yeah. He's a cool guy. I want to get him on. I want to get him on when you're here, though, because he's a big wrestling guy.
Yeah.
And I don't want you... I want you two to just butt head and just talk, you know?
And bring him on this show.
Okay. Actually, that's a good idea. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
I talk about... Because
we can talk about Kim Tam and all that stuff.
He opened... It's like Melissa Lake or something like that now?
Whatever the lake was already.
They renamed it. It
still says Kim Tam.
But the signs say Kim Tam, but when you get in there, I just went there recently. They have like Melissa something. Something
wrong.
But the signs still say Kim Tam, so it's like, what are you... It's
Kim Tam Park, man. That's what it was when everybody was young.
Are you changing it or are you not?
So they're reopening it.
They just got their food license, too.
Nice.
Selling burgers and shit.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Lucky with that. So anyway,
I had fun with it. Anyway,
yeah, I'm proud of you, Slim.
Thanks, buddy.
You didn't fuck us all this week. Well, I mean, you did fuck us, but you had fun.
That's all that matters.
You didn't fuck yourself.
I did. I
even like told.
I did.
So I didn't talk about after the event.
Oh
so.
God! Oh so Jesus! So
tell us how you fucked yourself this week.
So I was about to end the show. Like he could have gotten away with not telling this, but you can't.
I need to shame myself. It's fine. Right, so on the way out, we went down like a wrong turn of cars and whatnot.
Yeah.
And there was like this fence, like one of those like metal fences. It's normally like 4 or 5 feet high, but they have like the spikes on the top.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? And Monty was like, yo,
chain
you trying
link
to...
fence?
Or... No, it was just spikes. Just a wood... just a metal fence.
Had Mortal Kombat fucking yeah. the pit.
Like a black metal fence you'd see along the someone outside of their house.
Something
black metal
something
fence.
Rambo would have made like really quick in the woods.
No, it was black metal. It fucking, you know, like, it was panda faced.
Dimmu Borgir.
Yeah, it's like Dimmu Borgir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, organs.
So, Monty was like, oh, let's hop this real quick. I don't feel like walking around. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I go to hop it, and I throw my leg over, right?
And he tore his
and
balls.
And a spike went right through my pants, and I thought it tore my balls. Because I could feel that shit being real close. And I was like, uh-oh. Monty actually had to help me up a little bit to get off of the spike to get it out of my pants. And it tore my jeans.
You
I was
were
pissed.
Too fat to get over the fence.
No, I just my shoes wouldn't fit in the grates. So I couldn't hop it like
fat
I was supposed
to. Real close to an underwear.
So I just threw a leg over and I was like, oh, I'm cool. And then the spike just went. And I was like, God damn it. And I couldn't get the other leg over. And I couldn't get off of the spike. So Monty had to help me.
You're
so
really then, close to getting a MeUndies.
I was really close to tearing my sack like Bryce did.
Yeah.
So anyway, then we went to Barrio, right? And I've never been to Barrio.
Okay.
Make your own tacos, you know?
Yeah, a taco place. Yeah.
You went to a taco stand?
Yeah, I did. It was a taco stand restaurant. So, well, I went ham. I'm faded at this
ordered
point.
Ordered $15 worth of food that you should have ordered for Bobby.
It was $30.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I spent $10 a taco.
Okay.
I'm a little upset about that still.
Yeah, $10
a taco? A taco. You can get a set of... Well, actually, you can get as many tacos as you want, but with the make-your-own, you do, like, these little circles. It's like a questionnaire, like a Scantron sheet. You just fill out what... You choose what toppings you want, and then you choose the quantity at the end. So I got two of one and one of the other. So I got three tacos, and each one ended up being, like, $10 each, and I was so upset.
How do you even put that much stuff in a taco?
Oh, they found a way, and it was bomb, but it was just like,
so he didn't pay you back still, but he bought himself $30 worth of tacos.
Well, I had just gotten paid. This was Friday. I just gotten paid Friday.
And now he's out of money.
I have cash, boy. Card.
You ain't got cash.
I was going to say, he doesn't believe in cash.
You don't believe in cash. Yeah.
Unless I'm buying drugs. That's all I need it for.
Okay. So that was your embarrassing part that you spent $30 on tacos?
And I ripped my
Barrio.
Pants.
I would have expected to spend
$30. And I ripped my pants. That was, you know. But now I know. Don't make your own taco. Just get whatever the fuck they have on special.
Yeah, let's get their special taco. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that.
Word to the wise.
You were at the Barrio downtown.
Yes.
Right there around the corner from where we were. Where is Barrio? Yeah, it's down there behind Hilarity's, across the street from the Winkin' Lizard.
Yep.
Yeah, man. That's some shit. Where'd you guys park at?
In Barrio?
For Barrio, yeah.
Ooh.
Parking decks?
It was like 1:30 in the morning, so there was some parking at that point.
Just parked right in the street.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
It's like 1:30 in the morning. That's fun, though.
No, it was a good experience, you know, overall. Fun. I'll take the ripped pants and the... overexpenditure on tacos.
You got to be a little legendary by hopping fences and shit.
Yeah. It was cool. It's a story, if anything.
These guys over here. So, Bobby, do you accept his apology?
I just want to figure out this cash situation. You don't believe it unless you're buying drugs.
I'll get you food.
But can't you, like, make the argument that food is like drugs? Yeah. Almost people can be addicted to it.
I mean, it's regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. Exactly. I mean, it is.
The government's putting drugs into it half the time.
Yeah, Monsanto.
Food and the drugs?
Yeah, food. Food and Drug modified Administration.
Food in the drugs.
Food in the Drugs Administration.
Food and Drug Administration.
Food in Drug Administration.
Food. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, just talk yourself into the fact that you're buying drugs.
Yeah. So just act like the food was a drug. And
Food basically is a drug.
Exactly. That's what Bobby just said. And that's like, you owe him some fucking cash.
I do.
All right, let's get out of here.
I'll owe him some drugs, whatever.
You will. Vimo some drugs. So, anyway.
PayPal me some weed.
Let's leave. This was a fun episode.
This was cool.
I laughed very hard.
Thanks for giving me my own episode.
We got some stuff coming up
after 100 episodes.
It'll be like episode whatever, but spell episode with a dollar sign.
Episode with a dollar sign. I will. I'll do that. Yeah. Good one. I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, let's have a good day. Thank you, guys.
Been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.